Resentment is, why doesn't she call me? Why am I always the one to call? Doesn't she know that she should call me sometimes? Which of course is to imply that she isn't calling and that has something to do with you, as opposed to she isn't calling and she has a life. A different life. A preoccupied, busy life. That isn't maintaining her friendship with you at the very top of her list of things to do with her career, her husband, and her twins. She's not in a relationship with you. She's in a relationship with her husband and her kids. But I give you this example because it was in my inbox this week and because I have done this resenting thing. But I think what's hilarious about choosing resentment is that it allows us to be stuck. Because how convenient that if I wait for my husband to clean and he doesn't clean and I just bitch about it, but I don't clean, then nothing changes. How convenient. How convenient that I resent someone else instead of me taking the action to change the thing. If I want to see her more often, I call her. If I want a clean kitchen every morning and I want it done in the morning and not at night for some psychological reason that I can't even barely articulate, I want to get up to a clean kitchen. He's like, can't you have the clean kitchen at some point, other point in the day? And I'm like, no, it's got to be the morning. And, you know, can you see him like looking at me like, what's the matter with you? And I'm like, I don't know, but I need it this way. But I won't do it myself, mind you. I'll make sure that you know that it's your fault. And I don't know why. Well, I do. Something happened this weekend where I was like wiping up the kitchen counter and I thought, oh, I just love having a clean kitchen. I wish my husband was like, what? If you love having a clean kitchen, then do it. And if you have resentments about other people's behavior, then I think it's a choice which helps us be stuck.